kind of leads to my last question, which for the community actually kind of ties in with the very beginning. We had a chance to have a video conference with Tanajana Nun, and he gave the community lots of really wonderful advice. And one of the things that I remember was he said, during this period of retreat, don't forget the goal. Don't forget Nibbana.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about, like, you know, that's been a theme for me, and also thinking about, like, okay, you know, sometimes Nibbana can be either sort of distant or inscrutable, you know, and in the day-to-day trenches of monastic life, you know, how do we orient ourselves towards Nibbana? What, you know?
I think one is just like that in the what comes up in several suttas, the Giri Mananda Sutta, both as the reflection on, because it's on recollections, so it's both the recollection for Viraga, dispassion, as well as Nirodha, which is a synonym for cessation of dukkha or Nibbana. But that, yeah, this is peaceful, this is sublime. They can't remember the ending of all substrata, the, you know, ceasing of cessation, Nibbana. And so that recognize, oh yeah, this is peaceful, this is sublime, this is something that's really worth lifting the heart up to, and realizing that there is this possibility in our human existence and our practice to plug into, to tap into this cessation of dukkha. And in doing that, then we really encourage ourselves. Also, looking back to the kind of the roots of the word Nibbana, that sense of cooling. Is a real, you know, it had a mundane sense before the Buddha started using it with an exalted sense. So you take the rice off the pot of rice off the fire and you set it off to the side to let it Nibbana. You know, to cool down, and that's it's important to sort of see, well, these are they're not these incredible, so it's not that far away, and you think of that first glimpse of Nibbana. The stream entry experience, and over and over again you see it comes up in the suttas, and what constitutes that insight or that knowledge, that recognition, is that whatever yang kinchi samudiyadam mang sambandham nilodadam, whatever is of the nature to rise, that is of the nature to cease. And so that seeing of that, both the conditionality as well as that pattern, there's the corollaries of that, or the result of that, of course, in dispassion, relinquishment. So that approaching these. The teachings and the perspectives of the goal, and realizing that one, I mean, it's incredibly worthy, and two, it's not beyond our capability or means to be able to experience that.